that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, non-profit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is, as always, but for the final time, The White Noise Show. It's a half hour of sketch comedy followed by the White Noise After Show. This week hosted by myself and joined by a myriad of special guests. We've got Sierra, we've got Ken, and we've got Connor in tonight for the last one. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm not so bad. How about you, Sierra?
Pretty upset. Can't believe it's over.
I feel pretty bad that my value's been degraded by the appearance of others.
You're no more special guest than we are.
No, I'm a special host, and he rejected it. For the last episode, he rejected my value.
Yes, well, you did get your rejection letter, didn't you?
Well, no need to hear about that.
And we got so much going on tonight. Of course, we've got an action-packed episode of White Noise, and we're giving away two tickets to Dimitri Martin when he comes to Vancouver at the Chan Centre next month. So lots to stick around for. All the details on that competition will be said after White Noise. You got to listen to the show first, and then you'll get a chance to win some awesome prizes. But without further ado, I think it's time
for the final White Noise.
You just fucking cut me off, you cunt.
Warning, the following programming may not be suitable for anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of White. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's episode is brought to you in part by Phil's Fingerless Fireworks for a fun time 8 out of 10 times. First up tonight is school.
All right, boys, listen up. Today, I'm going to teach you about sex ed, and not that bullshit about putting condoms on. If you can't read the instruction on the packet, you shouldn't be having sex. No, today, we're talking about real sex education. Number one, queefing. During sex, if you're doing it right, women emit a little farting sound as the air escapes their vagina. Do not embarrass her. If it ever happens, you are probably the one who should be embarrassed. Number two, it is perfectly fine to stop sex for a piss. You're going to poke her in the bladder if you don't have a dick like a cocktail sausage, and you might need a piss too, if it takes you longer to have sex than it does to microwave a pizza pop. Thirdly, periods. They occur every month. If you see some blood in your dick, celebrate it. You didn't get her pregnant. Halla-fucking-luja. Fourthly, coming on her face. Remember, you are not a porn star. At least ask permission before decorating her like a drunk pastry chef. Fifthly, squirting. Some men have been known to shame a woman for doing this, and we call these men pricks. If she squirts, again, you might actually be doing something right. All right, did we all get that?
Sir?
Yes?
What's sex?
Wait, are you not the grade 12 class? Oh shit, not again.
We didn't have sex education when I was at school, unless you count what happened behind the bike sheds. Next up tonight, Elvis and Dolly are back!
Good evening, Elvis and Dolly.
Hey, pretty mama.
Howdy.
Congratulations on the defeat of the alt-right militia and the death of Ted Nugent.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud.
Hey, my C4 helped too.
Yes, well done, Elvis. Since you joined the CIA, we have had to double our donations to war amps. This week, a crisis has arisen with the events in Charlottesville.
Fucking Nazis.
Yes, well, President Trump has requested we take down the biggest threat of domestic terrorism, the alt-left.
But I love those guys. They got that song, "She May Contain the Urge to Run Away, but Hold Her Down with Soggy Clothes and Breathe."
That's Alt-J, you idiot. And you don't listen to indie rock.
Hey, don't pigeonhole me, lady.
Guys, focus. We have been ordered to infiltrate and bring down the alt-left and their secretive leader, Bernie Sanders.
Nope, fuck that. I ain't killing Bernie Sanders.
Then you will be charged with treason.
Let's blow his fucking head off. Oh, this does not feel good.
We gotta do it. It's our job.
Not that. Stop touching my leg.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, I'm not too stoked to blow that little old man's head off.
I'm just gonna pretend he's Mitch McConnell.
But then I'll feel like I'm killing SEO Trot.
Is that an ex-boyfriend?
Oh, never mind.
So, how are we gonna take down these hippies?
Shouldn't be that hard. These guys are anti-gun, anti-nuke, and anti-gluten.
So why is Trump so scared of them?
They didn't vote for him.
Neither did I.
You voted for Hillary?
No, I don't vote. I'm meant to be dead, remember?
If only. Okay, we must be close. My sound equipment is picking up a drum circle. And I'm getting a faint whiff of pot.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
We should be able to just walk into the front gate. These guys are very inclusive.
Is that the gate?
I think so. You mean the one with the rainbow on it?
Yeah, what are these guys, leprechauns?
Okay, just follow my lead.
Halt. Friend or Nazi?
We're friends.
Prove it. Describe yourselves.
We are white privileged, cisgendered Americans.
I ain't no sissy.
Shut up.
Oh, come in, join the party. Help yourself to some kombucha and some kale salad.
You call that a party?
Quiet, asshole.
What now?
Just mingle until we catch a sight of Sanders.
Fine. Hey, how you doing? Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Clementine.
And what's your profession?
Oh, I don't have a job. I don't believe in your patriarchal structures of economics.
Huh?
We prefer to work as a collective to further our goal of social harmony.
Right, and what's your role in the collective?
Oh, I'm in charge of cleaning the toilets.
No wonder you didn't want to tell me.
Hey, we work on a rotation. Next week, I'm peeling the vegetables.
Great, what a utopia.
Well, what do?
I kill people.
What?
I mean, I thrill people, and then I kill them.
And what did they ever do to you?
That's not for me to decide. I'm a cog in the American machine.
Wow, way to take responsibility for your actions. Way to support the fascist regime.
Do you decide independently what you do?
No, it's a democracy. We all vote.
And then you have to do what is decided, regardless of how you feel?
Yes.
I don't see the difference.
Elvis, quit pissing off that crusty girl and get over here.
What?
He's about to make a speech.
Good evening, burners and burnouts. Together, we can bring down the nasty, loving fascists running the White House, and also Trump. For too long, America has been run on hatred. About 7 months now. We need to mobilize our troops and begin our campaign. We must email our representatives in government, argue with our relatives on Facebook, and boycott the products who advertise with Fox News. With these decisive actions, we can bring incremental change to the USA and democratically elect a government not full of douchebags. Now please join me in the yurt for trust exercises and free vape pens.
Nope, fuck this. I ain't killing that little old man.
I'll do it.
Really? You think this guy is a threat to America?
Relax. He dies, becomes a martyr, and we have Elizabeth Warren as president in 2020. Oh, and one last thing. There will be free bourbon in the yurt. Forget killing him. I will die for this man.
Come in, Elvis. Has the target been neutralized?
You've been neutralized.
Dolly, do you read me?
Shove it up your tight ass, Lexington.
What the hell is going on?
We're done. You can stick your orders up your ass.
You are disobeying a direct order.
Your mom's a direct order.
What? Look, either kill the target now, or we are sending in enough troops to kill everyone in there.
Yeah? Well, bring it on, motherfuckers.
Yeah!
We shall return to the adventures of Elvis and Dolly later in the show. Next up tonight, it's time for the news!
Good evening and welcome to Last Week with Shite. I'm Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
And I'm Sophie's Choice. Our headlines tonight... President Trump has left peace talks in the Korean Peninsula to return home to conduct peace talks with the rest of the United States.
And Prime Minister Trudeau has brought in a fine for non-inclusive speech. However, in doing so, he has had to pay a massive fine for not including the racists.
But our main story tonight is the news that a BC man is campaigning to have British Columbia separate from the rest of Canada. Julia Fields sat down with him for the following interview.
I'm Julia Fields, and I'm here with the leader of the Ottawa Can Suck It Party, Jim Nelson. Hello, Jim.
Evening, Julia.
So tell the listeners, why should BC separate from Canada?
Well, clearly we are simply the best province in Canada. Just ask anyone in Vancouver. They will tell you all about it.
And why is that the case?
Come on. We have the best weather, the best food, the best looking people. Have you looked at an Albertan lately?
Well, that all seems a little bit subjective.
It isn't. There's plenty of data to back it up. For example, everyone knows that Toronto sucks. When was the last time you heard someone say, "Let's go to Toronto to check out this nice scenery"?
Undoubtedly, BC has some very pretty mountains, but is there not more to life than a good view?
No, and anyone who tells you otherwise is lying.
Well, I think that.
Oh, look out, another East Coast apologist coming through.
I was born in Surrey.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Piss off! I mean, what other evidence do you have to support your claim?
Well, people are just better here.
BC has some of the highest per capita crime rates in all of Canada.
Yeah, but smell that. Ah, even my farts smell amazing.
Jesus, my eyes are watering. Oh, God. What about economics? Besides tourism, lumber, and tech, we lack many of the necessities to run a modern economy.
So what? England has lacked those since they lost the colonies. We'll manage. Marijuana can bankroll the difference.
We do make great pot here, but still, you seem to be missing the value of our collective nation and the importance each province brings to our society.
Well, we can at least lose Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm a big fan of Saskatchewan. Just don't ask me to spell it. Next up tonight, we return to my childhood in Blackmore. Burping, Benadryl, and bedsores.
Richard! You're meant to be mowing the lawn!
In a minute! I'm having a ciggy!
Oh, you better not be! Your curtains aren't flame retarded!
I'm hanging out the window like you told me to!
We'll get a move on! They'll be here in a minute!
Who will?
Everyone! It's the Blackmore Whitelist family reunion today!
Ah, fuck! Why are we hosting it?
Because Grandad Whitelist is in prison, and Uncle Steve has gone to Spain to avoid going to prison, so we're the only ones left with a house they aren't squatting in.
Bollocks! I don't like any of them!
Well, you have to! They're family! We're both going to need organ donations at some point!
Hello, love.
Alright, Dad. Where's Mum?
She's parking the Harley. Where's our Richard?
Oh, he's sulking in the corner over there.
Hello, lad.
Fuck off!
Oi, dickhead! Come and give your granddad a hug, or I'll batter you.
Fine. Hello, granddad.
My, oh my, you're getting fat.
Piss off!
Cheeky git! I have a right mind to cut you out of my will.
Oh, so what? I lose my share of your scabby caravan?
We just upgraded to a 4-berth.
Last one looked like someone had given birth in it.
Shut it and go get your scotch for your granddad. And one for yourself. But only a small one, mind. You're only 13.
Hello, Richard.
Oh, hi, Dick. What are you dressed like that for?
I'm pretending I'm Sherlock Holmes. Because one day, I'm going to be the greatest detective who ever lived and find out why Mum left me.
Great.
You've seen our Portia?
What?
Our cousin, Portia.
No, why?
Let's just say she's had a few upgrades since the last family reunion.
What, like a bionic eye?
No.
Richard, so great to see you.
Oh my God, wow. Portia, you've grown a nice pair of teeth.
Oh, thanks. And you've gotten hairier.
I know. Want to get drunk?
Sure.
All right, sis.
Oh, bugger. Hello, Dave.
How's things in your fancy council house?
Great, and how's your,
Oh, ditch? It's lovely. We just installed tarpaulin in a bucket. Basically a palace now.
Oh, lovely. Are you still working at the,
The research lab? Nah, moved on to bigger and better things. Now I'm working in a meth lab.
Great. Where's your Portia?
She's here somewhere. I think she's with your Richard.
They went upstairs to his room.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure they are fine. He's still a young lad.
He's a Blackmore!
Oh, shit!
Richard! You open this door this instant!
Leave us alone!
I don't want no two-headed grandkids. Open this fucking door!
Fuck off!
Right, that's it. Gah! I think I broke my foot! Gah!
Oh, out of the way! Gah! Oh, for God's sake! What are you doing?
What? We're playing Monopoly!
Oh, thank God. I thought you were...
shagging?
Yeah.
Nah, don't worry. Soon as she touched it, I came in my pants. Well, I was going to take that secret to my grave. Thanks a lot, shithead who writes this show. Next up tonight, we return to the Ultimate Leader!
Good evening and welcome back to the Ultimate Leader. I am Billy Bludgeon and tonight we are here for a very special no rules cage match between the world's greatest leaders, but this time with a twist. Tonight is a Royal Rumble and my co-host for this occasion is none other than two-time runner-up and one-time possible sex offender. It's Bill Clinton.
Great to be here, Billy. Can't wait to see some blood on the canvas.
Well, we have a highly competitive field this year, and the new format means
anything can happen, but who is your pick to take home the belt?
I'd have to pick Putin. He's got the strength and the height.
He's 5'7". He just looks tall on horses.
Well, shit, then Theresa May is going to drop his ass.
A strong choice there. Let's hope she doesn't make a swift Brexit from the competition.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Since the referendum. All right, our first competitor is making their way to the cage. It's Kim Jong-un, 8 times last place finisher, unless you ask anyone in North Korea where they think he wins every time.
Great to see him wearing his iconic black Speedo. Really accentuates his huge beer gut.
And I love his t-shirt that reads, Fuck Guam. Next up is Macron of France in a red and white singlet.
I'm surprised to see him smoking before the big fight.
Well, according to sources, he did just have sex.
Touché.
And here comes Duterte of the Philippines wearing police-issue aviators, a military uniform, and platform shoes.
Compensating much?
He stops to speak to a fan. Wait, no, he's trying to murder a pot smoker. Security ushers him towards the cage. Next up is Theresa May of the UK. She's wearing a full Adidas tracksuit and a Burberry cap whilst shouting,
I'm just like you, plebs.
The crowd isn't buying it, and she's quick into the cage to avoid the incoming glass bottles being thrown at her.
Who is she trying to kid? The only thing common about her is a common dislike of her.
Next up is Justin Trudeau of Canada. He is wearing Lycra shorts, and the crowd is liking it.
It's going to be such a shame to see such a likable person be beaten to death.
Only 2 competitors left to come in, and here is one. It's Trump. He is making his way to the cage, sort of. He is being pushed and shoved by Mike Pence and Steve Bannon into the cage. Trump is wearing a singlet with a picture of a melted carrot cake on it. Oh, wait, that's a picture of himself.
This could be a really smart psychological tactic.
The brown stain on his backside begs to differ. We are still waiting on our final competitor, Putin. He is exceptionally late, as always. Oh, wait, here he comes, riding in, atop of a horse. No, wait, that's a pony.
You gotta love the outfit.
I wasn't aware Speedo made thongs, but there you go. All right, everyone is in the cage. Trump and Putin exchange a quick kiss, and we're off. Theresa May moves forward.
Die!
Duterte pulls a gun and shoots himself. Apparently he got a contact high and condemned himself as a criminal. Trump cowers in the corner. Trudeau is smiling and waving.
Ah!
He didn't see Macron, who just put his cigarette out in Trudeau's eye. Putin jumps on Macron's back. Macron doesn't notice. Kim Jong-un is teabagging Trump. Theresa May is kicking and biting at Trump.
Leave me alone, you crazy bitch. I never touched your pussy.
Theresa lifts Trump and pile drives him into the canvas, snapping his neck.
Oh, we've all wanted to do that.
Putin has started choking Macron, and Macron has finally noticed. He lights another cigarette and he puts it out in Putin's eye. Trudeau, half blind, is wandering around, and Kim takes his chance, trips him, and he starts teabagging him.
I once did that to Tony Blair at a party. I think it was his 40th.
Macron throws Putin off him and over the side of the cage. Putin lands next to his pony and the pony starts kicking him to death.
He should have stopped horsing around.
Jesus, Bill, just sit there quietly.
Sorry.
We're down to 4. Theresa goes for Macron. He sidesteps her and sends her flying into the cage. Kim Jong-un senses his weakness and starts teabagging her. Macron goes for Trudeau. Trudeau is blindly swinging and catches Macron square in the jaw. Macron goes down. Trudeau leaps onto him. He goes for the chest and pulls out his beating heart. Macron is out of here. Well, not literally. His bleeding corpse is still in the cage.
Now that's entertainment.
Trudeau staggers towards Kim Jong-un. Kim stands up, sees all the blood, shits his pants, and begins climbing the cage. Theresa May grabs at Kim, pulling him off the cage onto her head, and Theresa's skull is crushed by his fat ass!
I've lost a lot of good friends that way.
It comes down to this, Trudeau versus Kim. Trudeau is trying to reconcile their difference through diplomatic debate. Kim is telling him to fuck off. So Trudeau lunges forward. Kim throws Theresa's blood in his eyes. Trudeau stumbles even more blindly now. Kim goes towards him, fist raised, and Kim is down. His heart has exploded from the exertion. Trudeau is the ultimate leader.
Oh, what a sensational competition. I did not expect that. Can you believe it?
Yes, pretty much the same crazy shit happens every time. Trudeau celebrates in the cage with his rather terrified-looking children, no longer able to see out of his right eye. What a beautiful moment. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Billy Bludgeon.
And I've been horny this whole time.
Join us again for more Ultimate Leader.
Wow, what a fight. And you didn't have to pay $100 to be disappointed by a boxer and an Irish wanker. Next up tonight is the exciting conclusion of Elvis and Dolly.
Shit, here they come.
Lock and load, ladies and gentlemen.
Some of us don't believe in gender assignments.
Shut the hell up and grab a gun, asshole.
Elvis, this is your last chance. Surrender or we will be forced to kill you all.
Over my dead body.
That is our point.
What? Oh, screw all of you.
Fine. Take them out, guys.
For our freedom!
Die, you fascists!
Can't we all just talk about this?
Quiet, Gene. There's my C4, you motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ, my eyebrows!
Take them down, you tree hugger bastards!
Dude, we're on your side!
Ah, I'm hit!
You sons of bitches! Die! We did it, Elvis! Elvis? Oh my God, no!
I think they got me.
No. It can't be. How? Why now? After everything, you can't die now. No, Elvis, please, no!
Dolly.
Yes?
Just remember this. I always loved.
Yeah?
I always loved your titties.
And I loved yours, too.
This is the end of White Noise. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, never stop laughing.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Caitlin Docking, Sierra Wiley, Connor Neckelpert, Nick Rinker, and Simon Welton.
Guest writing by no one.
All right, there we go. That was the final White Noise. I hope you enjoyed that. Unfortunately, it won't be back next week and never for the foreseeable future, which is pretty sad.
No, Simon, it's over.
It's about fucking time.
Yes, thank you very much. As Blackmore said, thank you very, very much for listening. We still, of course, have the White Noise after show for you tonight with an amazing opportunity for you to win 2 tickets to Dimitri Martin. And we're going to give you all the details of that right after our first song block. But let's get the White Noise after show started straight away. And then we'll come back and have a bit of chit chat and give away some prizes, which sounds pretty cool to me. So first up tonight, we're going to play a request by Connor. This is Japanese Girls with Oh My God.
Yours very good.
Excuse me, I completely misspoke.
Charge, put it in, give it in, hold back, refrain.
All right, there we go. That was New Fries with 90-year-old girl, which, yeah, I just love that song. It starts a bit slow, and then it goes mental.
Is it because of your own age, or...?
Yes, that's exactly why.
The beard's aging him. It's not the face.
Yeah. All right, so before we begin any discussion tonight, we do need to talk about our Dimitri Martin ticket giveaway. Woo! Very exciting stuff. Yes, that's right. Just for Laughs presents comedian Dimitri Martin live in Vancouver September 9th at the Chan Centre for the Performing Arts right here at UBC. Tickets available at tickets.ubc.ca. So the big question is, how do you get them from us? Well, it's quite simple. All you have to do is finish this Dimitri Martin quote and send your answer into us at whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. So the quote begins, I bought a new pair of pajamas with pockets, which is great, blank. How does he end that joke? To repeat, I bought a new pair of pajamas with pockets, which is great, blank. All right, so if you can answer how he finishes that quote, and it's a cracking joke, please send it in to whitenoiseubc@gmail.com with your name in the email, and we'll definitely throw over your details to our competition coordinator if you're the person chosen, but we're going to randomly select a winner from those who do enter. So you've got until tomorrow to do that, to do it ASAP, and we'll announce the winner on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
Dimitri Martin's hilarious. Do it. Yeah. Do it. He's great.
It's going to be a great show. Definitely go. Even if you win the tickets or not, totally worth your time. All right, so our first topic for tonight, let's just have a reflect on the last episode. I put a fair amount of effort into that, and so did you guys. Any thoughts on it?
Everything's wrapped up. It's you know, a nice way to kind of, you know, it's the end of White Noise. It's a nice way for it to finish. I like to think, you know, a lot of Elvis dying. that's so sad, but, you know, it needed to happen. Justin Trudeau winning, you know, best dictator. I guess.
The new leader of the free world, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's not going to be Trump, is it? So.
Emmanuel Macron has been trumped.
Yeah, things didn't end well for him in there. But at least he got to have sex first. So, you know.
There's always a win-win.
It's a bad way to die. You've been quite quiet, Connor. Any thoughts?
If you're looking for kindness, you
no,
wore that out long
I just
ago.
Thoughts, just thoughts, sir.
Oh, no, I'm very sad. I'm like, it's a fun episode. We had a lot of fun doing it, and it's sad that
it's probably because we were quite drunk.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say.
Basically.
Well, I didn't get to participate.
I did think everyone else's performance kind of suffered a little bit, but I was very impressed with myself, of course.
Connor stays remarkably sober while he's drinking his Henkeltrucken bougie.
I don't know. He was a little tipply off those three mini champagnes.
And they were
so bourgeoisie.
He is. He is. He is basically a living, like, Lord Snooty.
You mean Lord Douchington? Because that's definitely
and you know what's actually quite impressive as well is that the whole time I could tell it wasn't champagne.
Yeah, by tasting it, perhaps. It was pretty awful.
No, actually, as soon as I read the label, it's German. So it can't be champagne, can it?
Yeah, but I don't know. There's still, having been the writer, like, I listened back to it, and still things, of course, I'd want to change, whatever. But I was pretty happy with how it finished, and especially the last two sketches, I quite enjoyed listening back to them as well.
Two favorites of yours, your Elvis and your ultimate leader, the ultimate fighter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Two ones you've championed throughout the years.
It was a bit disappointing to not get a Carla Neal in there.
Yeah, I hold you responsible for that too.
Who else is going to be responsible?
If you could write one more White Noise sketch, what kind of sketch would you write?
Ooh. Dude, I've written 80 episodes. I've bleed dry every good idea my brain has for sketches.
No, but that's the thing about ideas. They only come when you don't need them anymore.
Well, it's true. I mean, in the next week or two, I bet you there'll something will come out and I'll go, shit, that would be a good one.
Can you think of like a favorite sketch you've written?
Like out of your 80 episodes.
Are there any that just stand out?
Stick out.
I still do really like the mugged sketch. The one that we did.
An unpopular contestant.
Because it's so dark.
Yeah,
which I like.
Expected that one.
I'm trying to think what other ones I'd pick. I've enjoyed a lot of the ads as well. Like, I always thought those were
Ball
great fun.
Ball Jazz was a memorable one.
Yes, that is definitely memorable.
Yeah, like the ads were fun, and And I always, like, Carl and Neil, we had some really good Carl and Neils. And Elvis, there's been lots of good ones. Like, the one with Jesus comes and saves them was pretty amazing. Or a Carl and Neil break into Buckingham Palace. I love making the Queen do ridiculous things.
That was a really fun voice to do.
that bikini wax one was quite good as well.
That one you wrote.
Can you let the corgis out?
How about yourself, Connor? What's your favorite sketch?
That I wrote.
That you either wrote or that Simon wrote or
He never did. He never performed any of the ones that I really like. I always loved the absurdist one. Carl Neal was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with those. The Elvis and Bonos and Lexingtons and Dollys was a lot of fun too. I agree. Mugged is a good one. And some of the ones we've chosen for the live show are definitely memorable to me as well. The old school teacher one.
I'm so annoyed.
It's a great one.
With that one, though, we love this sketch. And every time we were rehearsing it, we had this one line that I couldn't say with a straight face looking at Connor. And both live shows, it didn't get a laugh. And the line was, "Come on, sir. Are you trying to tell me that you've never been turned on by a young, sexy boy?"
That was one of my favorite lines.
It's a good line.
So good.
But no one laughed. Everyone was just so, like, silence in the theater.
Maybe because it...
Maybe they just didn't land properly for them. I don't know.
They'd had that feeling.
Yeah, they were like, shut up.
It's too real, yeah, man. It's too real.
One of my favorites is still the A&W funeral.
That was a good one, too, actually. Brilliant. I like that one, yeah.
Chubby chicken horn!
Yeah.
That was, yeah, enjoyed that one. That was a fairly recent one, actually.
Yeah, it was. Well, it's so hard to remember, like, 2.5 years, I guess, of sketches.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of the live ones stick out. But besides that, it's pretty tough to remember. What about you, Ken? Anything in particular?
Compared to the rest of you, I'm just a baby.
Well, yeah, but you also have, like, the keenest memory, because we forgot most of them.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah, you do the least amount of narcotics out of all of us.
Flagrantly not true, sir.
You drink more than Ken, I'm pretty sure.
More champagne.
Probably. Yeah, more champagne. He knows how to celebrate better than I do, apparently. That's what that means.
He does work for an events company, and you're an actor, so you don't have time to celebrate.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I could just be doing heroin, and you guys just don't know about it. One of my favorite sketches, would definitely have to be, like, every time I get to play Kim Jong-un.
Really?
Most of the sketches I get to play Kim Jong-un
If you weren't half Chinese, that would be like a political fucking nightmare.
It would be. But it's just... you had something to say. Go ahead. Yeah.
We do love having Ken Jong-un on the show.
Ken Jong-un. Yes. No, for me, it's just a great way just to poke fun at, a country that... probably won't hear this podcast because...
What do you mean? This podcast reaches everyone. What do we have?
Oh,
like,
yeah. No,
3 billion listeners?
Yeah, but, I think he's more concerned about what the orange-haired devil down south has to say rather than some red hair.
Ken, aren't you
aware? We're not particularly nice to him either.
No, exactly. And I don't think either of them care that much, and I'm kind of happy about that.
Like, we've killed Trump more times than we've killed Kim Jong-un, actually.
But we don't condone assassination, just egging, right?
Yes,
exactly. If you go ahead and egg Pyongyang, go ahead. Just toss a bunch of eggs across the ocean.
Egg Pyongyang sounds like a delicious food, doesn't it?
It does.
I think I once got a stomachache from an egg Pyongyang. All right, let's play another song and we'll come back with some more chit-chat. Next tonight, we're going to play a British band because most of us are English, so there you go. This is Metronomy with Old School.
Well, I'm Irish.
In your dreams. We'll be right back.
where you'll find me.
You keep your friends, I'll keep my friends. Have a party.
All right, there we go. That was Dadweed with Cigarette Commercial off their spring tour 2017. All right, you're listening to the White Noise After Show. Just a few minutes left. We do have one more bit of discussion for tonight. Sierra, would you like to introduce what we were discussing?
Yeah, seeing as it's the last episode, I think it's worth mentioning like where Simon's going after this, like what we kind of...
Well, where everyone's going.
Yeah, so I was getting there. Where Simon's going, where the rest of us are going, what we kind of got out of White Noise, and what it's made us think about doing afterwards.
Well, I'm going to die. I know that much.
I can see from your skeleton ring that you're illuminating right now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just death. Death, death everywhere. It's fine.
So besides dying, what else are you up to, Ken?
Well, I'd like to... Well, of course, like my own personal life, I'm acting constantly. Like I'm doing a Fringe show. I'm actually off tomorrow to do a film shoot out in Kelowna and things like that. But, you know, I'm kind of hoping together with, you know, Connor and Sierra and maybe a few other people.
But not you, Simon.
Not Simon, because, you know, he's going away like a son of a gun.
You've been uninvited, Simon.
What's really happened, it's not that Simon's moving, he's just been uninvited to his own show.
We've collectively decided that we just don't like him anymore, and he could just fuck off.
No.
The world's meanest, politest mutiny ever.
So Canadian.
But, you know, a couple of us are kind of eager to carry on a legacy of what White Noise was and, you know, try to develop something from that. And we'll see what happens, you know. You know, I'm kind of eager, and I know quite a few of us are quite eager about doing it as well. But, you know, but Simon, where are you going, though? What are your plans?
Well, I'm moving to Toronto with the hopes of breaking into writing for television and film. It's really my end goal, and writing theatre as well. And so, yeah, that's really just simply what it is. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those careers that isn't particularly straightforward, so it's very hard to have a very specific plan, you know, what show you're going to be on or how you're going to exactly get your foot in the door. But I've spent the last 8 years basically writing and honing my skills to a level where I'm hopefully going to be good enough to be taken serious by someone when I get there. And if not, then I'll just keep working until I am. And yeah, just going to see basically where the wind takes me. I'm applying to stuff, you know, I'm going to Toronto, but I'm packing light and I'm going to be like applying to stuff there, London and the States as well. There's lots of great workshops. I've already applied to some, and yeah, just see where I can get some attention and get taken serious. But it's, yeah, with the sort of career I want, it isn't straightforward and I'm quite okay with that. So I can't really give you many more details than that, but that's the gist of it. I am going to spend a little bit of time in Kelowna, which is where my family live, and I'm going to be in a play there, which is One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest with Fred Skeleton Theatre.
Nice.
So if you're in Kelowna in October, come check it out. It's going to be a great show. But yeah, that's about the only definitive plan I have at the moment. What about Sierra?
Yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed White Noise more than I expected to. I know that sounds weird, but I was kind of brought on by Connor, who was like, hey, Simon needs a woman who can say funny things. And I'm like, maybe I'm funny. Who knows? And
so I vouch for you.
Tried this out for
You've let
us down
for 3 years.
Okay.
I'm harsh. I'm absolutely joking.
My family.
Hey, she's gotten much better.
Awful. You guys are horrid. Okay.
Mainly to each other.
I've just gotten much more British throughout the years. So I've really kind of determined that I don't want to go in necessarily as much of a professional direction as I thought I would maybe a couple years back, and that my life kind of feels a bit lost without the creative side. And so I think White Noise has always served as a really good reminder that if you try and leave art behind, it's going to really hurt you. And coming back to this has always been a highlight of my week, and getting to spend time with these funny, creative guys and Caitlin.
Wait, funny? Wait, we're funny? That's weird.
Oh, God.
It's been a real pleasure and an honor. And I don't want to give that up. And so, I mean, I kind of got a little bit into guest writing, as you heard, obviously not this past episode. But I'd like to do more of that. I'm trying to write a book right now and hoping just to put as much art into my life as possible and see where that takes me.
And Connor, finally.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I'm seeing a lot of opportunities in the future. I joined White Noise originally because I thought it was a cool opportunity to do something I was very interested in, and that was gonna
and
be doing
improv comedy.
Yeah.
And the UBC improv wouldn't have you. So.
Well, basically, yeah. But I was doing some theater acting with the UBC Players Club. And yeah, I was really excited when Simon got the call for some voice actors to do some sketch comedy, because I never really thought about doing anything myself, but the moment I saw that, I was like, I want to do that. That sounds like really a lot of fun. And I've definitely had 3 years, like, you know, I'll never forget. Had a lot of good laughs, we've had a lot of good times, we've got to know each other, grow with each other. I'm coming out much in the same sort of mentality as Ken and Sierra. I want to keep pursuing something. I think there's a momentum here that we can pick up and try channel into more creative pursuits. Obviously, Simon, you've been sensational in writing so much of the show. All your hard work and dedication to every episode has been amazing to see. It's unparalleled. But it'd be cool to see in the future as we move on if we can incorporate more of like a writing team as well and exchange ideas and project and create things. From multiple different inlets and outlets. And I know you obviously took many of my sketches and rejected even more. But yeah, it's cool because this has been mainly your project, though. And it's been an honor to be guested on that as a writer, as an actor. And it's been a really awesome experience growing. And like, I want to keep doing this.
Awesome. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of work. But I think I'm glad to know that everyone's gotten something out of it. And it's been a very sort of, you know, give and take from everybody in the team, and I hope people who have listened to it have enjoyed it as well, because art without entertainment is very self-indulgent. I don't think that's right. I think art should be entertaining, at least in what we're doing, because that's what people's time and energy is worth something. Even if they're not paying to listen or to watch what you do, they're still giving you their time, which is precious, as we're all finite beings on this earth. And so they deserve to be entertained. So I hope we've at least achieved that in this time. Mm-hmm. And thank you to everybody who's been in the show.
Shout out to Caitlin and Nick, who can't make it tonight.
Yeah, yep. And everyone who was in the show at different times as well. I mean, Con and Sierra, thank you so much for sticking by the whole of this 2.5 years. It's incredible.
There's a reason we give you the most stick out of any of us.
I did have one final question. What is the biggest thing that you're taking away from this? The biggest thing that you're just taking away from the whole experience of White Noise?
Doesn't matter how much work something appears to be, and if you've got confidence and you work hard and you actually apply yourself, you can do that. I've tried to do this while also doing a degree, which I've just finished, and so I've given myself a mountain of work. But yeah, it's just, I think it's good. It's just been really good practice and reinforcement that, yeah, if you really want something and you want to do it, you can do it. You may have to sacrifice things for it, but that's about what matters. What does matter to you? If it does matter to you, then you should do it, and you shouldn't let other things get in the way. But that's, you know, it's about what is your priority in life.
Right, yeah.
We are pretty well out of time, though, guys. Thanks again, everyone. I can't explain how much I appreciate all the time and effort everybody's put into it. It's been a pleasure. And it's been so good to work with everybody. We had so many laughs, and it's been really good. It's been a really good time.
Thank you, Simon. We really appreciate it.
It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thanks for casting me, mate.
Anytime, mate. All right, we're gonna leave you with one last song. I couldn't leave you with a serious song, so this is Armitage Shanks by the Sleaford Mods.
No, I had no ambitions in that field. I couldn't care less. I just get on doing what I do, and I do it very well, thank you. This is why I'm not tolerated. I can't be bothered to tell a lie. There has been something as revolutionary as the Sex Pistols, the ongoing force of me, and this you must never forget.
I was wanking her off the other day, and she's pulling a really strange face. These things happen in situations like this, so I carried on, made her come all over the place. Then she tells me that she was imagining me to be a complete stranger. Well, thanks a fucking lot. Nice one. Lovely. Next time then, darling, I'll tip up to yours wearing a mask and postman's uniform. Leave the door unlocked, just bend over, and I'll shove it up your arse. Throw a few letters on the floor, just for added effect. Bob's your uncle, there's your random sex. Seven knackered fridges dumped on a piece of wasteland next to an arse that's burning bridges with all its neighbours. 25 kids sharing two rooms. That's the smart price. The bus stops a youth club. Sovereign cigarettes and mushrooms. Armitage Shanks. Oi, Tyler. Tyler. Armitage Shanks. Oi, oi. Tyler, 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 Tyler. Well, what are you saying, bro?
Would you like a drink?
I'll go.
I hear you're the toast of the town. Can I kiss your arsehole?
You don't tell my bird you want to fuck her. You fucking leave it, Michael. You don't say nothing. Sexual encounters like that take a while. She's got to get her head around the fact that you're a fat bastard with ginger hair. That's no offence to people with ginger hair, but I won't want it. I'm sick of being talked down to by desperate blokes in Marishi snow pants. That shit went down with Scaramanga. Wait, salute, yo! Armitage Shanks! Oi, Tyler! Tyler! Armitage Shanks! Oi, oi! Tyler, 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 Tyler! Well, what are you saying, bro?
Would you like a drink?
I'll go!
I hear you're the toast of the town.
Can I kiss your arsehole? Another do! I've been invited to that many do's over the last 6 months by people who didn't want to know me 8 months ago. Makes you sick. I won't mind, but 98% of the music in this city is fucking shit. Fucking shit! Armitage Shanks, a toilet fucking culture. And if you're not getting your arse shagged, then you're the Phantom Bomber! You've heard it all before, you're gonna hear it all again. Well, what do you think I'm gonna sing about? My endless love, you fucking freak. Forget about it. Ah, what'd you do, man? When you're on your last legs and you ain't got a plan. Your sheets are full of bloodstains, bruises on your thighs, shagging the right bird. Your bed surrounded by beer cans, empty chisel bags, mangled by your teeth, trying to get at the fucking rock that's melting underneath. I'm a vampire. I got homemade fangs. I make Shane McGowan look like a cross between Joan Collins and Karl Lagerfeld with his fan. Messy fucker. Messy fucker. The state of your life, it's upstated mine. I've got oil on my ladder, it's on there all the time.
And Wayne Fontana, he did it.
Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Toilet seat, shake. Your wits, it's just a toilet seat. Living off your... That's too long.
CITR 101.9 FM, located on Coast Salish.